Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I come into your presence once again this day to let the light of your gospel shine in my heart, my mind, over my emotions, and ask you through your gospel to transform my life, transform my heart, give me union with you, and thus peace and alignment, my life with you. I believe you're here, Lord. I believe you want to speak to me at this time. I believe we have that deep and intimate connection that through prayer and quiet, I can hear your voice and follow you. I hope in you, hope in your power and goodness and love to bring about your plan, your will in my life. I hope in your grace that is able to support my weakness and through all the ups and downs of life, lead me in the path you have for me. And I love you. I desire you. I choose you. I want you. I want your will, your plan. I want the things that you want for me, all the good. I reject any distractions or way evil or temptation would appear under an apparent good, under a species of good, but is in fact just a wrapper, just glitter that leads me away from you. And so I reject all of that. I look beyond first impressions or emotional attractions to different ways that I'm tempted by my own woundedness, by the world, the devil. And I choose that good that lasts. And that's how I love. Speak to me through this gospel today, Lord, as I read it. So I read Luke 5, 12 to 16. Ask for your light to come into my heart through your word. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I do will it. Be made clean. And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourselves to the priests and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. This will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. Jesus, I am reminded by this gospel that the beginning of your mission, and all throughout, and even the fullness of your mission in the passion, death, and resurrection, your focus, your priority, one of your number one tasks was to forgive sin, was to heal sin in its spiritual dimension, but also in the physical impacts of the disorder sin causes, in mind, body, and spirit of those you touched. Like you came to transform, to make a change, to save. It's evidenced here by your dealing with this man of suffering from leprosy, that he came to you desirous. He came to you aware of his need to be saved, his inability to heal himself, that when his health was out of control and it was under, there was no solution for him, he turns to you and say, Jesus, I know you have power here. I believe in you. You can make me clean if you want. And in fact, Jesus, You stretch out your hand and you touch him. You do will it. What a powerful summary in just a few lines of man's fundamental need for God. Fundamental need for a Savior, that try as we might to change ourselves, transform our lives, overcome evil, overcome our sinful tendencies, improve our lot, that yes, our will and our mind and our strength can advance in some directions and can improve in some ways, but ultimately we run up to the limit of our will. And there are spiritual powers, there are defects and demons that we cannot fight and overcome on our own. And in fact, God, it's not your plan that we, independent of you, save ourselves. You want to save us. You want to love us. You want to be the solution for us. In fact, that's why you came down from heaven to earth. That's why I became incarnate at Christmas time, became a man, became a baby. You came to save us, to give us what we couldn't give ourselves, to rebuild the relationship of God to man, and ultimately to give us power over evil. That when we lost that power through our sin in the Garden of Eden, and we were tricked and tempted and chose to eat of the apple, to believe the lie of the devil, we came under his power in a way that enslaved us. And the only way to get us out from under that power, to free us from that sinful choice, was to come and become like us in all things but sin, to choose from your humanity to overthrow the power of the devil and then offer us that salvation. In those few words, Jesus expressed all of the mystery of the incarnation. I do will it. Be made clean. You command and it happens. So Jesus, in this prayer today, I claim your power over the world, the flesh, and the devil as it expresses itself in my life. I claim that power. That you do will it. You do desire for me to be made clean. So whenever I struggle with temptation, I can claim that power. And I can have victory over sin in my life, over temptation, over defects and wounds and faults, by just claiming your power. I do will it. Anytime my mind wants to take me towards a dark, fearful, anxious place, I can say, no, Lord, you have won victory over that. You have hope for me. You have salvation for me. You have a plan for me. I do not need to be a slave of fear, but can walk in confidence and hope and truth. And then you sent him to show himself to the priest, that would satisfy their desire to understand what had happened, how you'd been healed, or how you had healed this leper, to avoid trouble for him. He said, go follow the law. Go do what they don't quite understand, this new power, this new salvation that God's bringing into the world through my mission, through my identity as a son of God that's come to save. They have not yet received the Spirit to understand it. So go, play by the rules of Revelation up until now. Offer this sacrifice. But I know, Jesus, you are probably thinking days are coming when that won't be necessary, or when a new order will be established of how this salvation and power is released on the world through the sacraments, through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, through the Eucharist, through baptism, through confirmation, through confession, where sin can be released, right? And then word spread this new power is being unleashed, cures were happening. And yet, Jesus, you withdraw to a deserted place. Probably, as I see it, Lord, aware that they can only handle this so much and in doses. As you were trying to win over your people to understand this new effort of God, this new form of the relationship, this transformative religion, this quantum step forward. You were doing it in doses, showing your power, stepping back, giving time to assimilate it. It's time for people to make acts of faith, belief, to hunger for you, to see the new power being released, to understand what could be as children of God in this acceptance of you and your divinity and your power. You were giving time for even the Pharisees to understand it and assimilate it for the people until ultimately you would do the ultimate act of self-revelation on the cross and in the resurrection. Lord, help us to also in our own lives, my life, accept this power and live in it. Live in confidence and truth and trust and not a slave of fear or anxiety or of sin, but of confidence and hope. Jesus, set me free. The power given to me through baptism, the power given me through confirmation, through the confession and the healing power I receive from your mercy through the sacrament, to walk in the freedom of the children of God. I claim that power and I walk in that power today. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.